Luke chapter 6, verse 32, 33, 34, and 35. And again, it's good to see all of you here this morning in the house of the Lord. God's been good to us. These are the words of Jesus here, and he says this, "For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye?" In other words, if we are in a mutual admiration society here, and all we do is pat ourselves on the back, what depth is there to that? You ever been places where it's a click? Where it's a click? Yeah. "For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them." Sinners do the same thing. They have mutual admiration societies. They have clubs. They have all these different things, bowling club, motorcycle clubs, knitting clubs, hobby clubs, whatever. "And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you?" What's the big deal? "For sinners also do the same." So we're on the same level as sinners here. "And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you?" Now he's really getting down into our back pocket here. Yeah, I got quiet. Heard a lot of amens. Now I don't hear any amens. "And if you lend to them of whom you have hoped to receive, what thank of ye?" Some folks won't even lend. They love their stuff so much. "For sinners also lend to sinners and receive as much again. But love your enemies." Now it's really quiet. He got into our pocketbook. Now he's getting into our personal life. Amen. He's crossed over the fence and has ignored the no trespassing signs. "But love your enemies and do good." Everybody said do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. "For your reward shall be great." I want a great reward. "And you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind." Everybody said, "He is kind." He is kind. "He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Now it's dead. Praise God. I want to talk about those three words, "He is kind," this morning. God is kind. I want to look at that for a little bit here today. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the truth this morning. We ask you to anoint it to our hearts. We ask you to speak to us. We give you thanks. We give you praise. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. Amen. Let's get right into the Word here today and see what the Lord will give to us here today through His Word. Amen. You know, we're pursuing heaven this morning. That's why we're here. And in our pursuit of heaven, we must consider the one that we're going to spend eternity with. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The Bible describes God in a number of places, gives us the areas of His nature, gives us the areas of His character. And there are those that Scripture says that will be lovers of God, and that there will be those that will be haters of God. And I don't understand that second one there. I cannot understand and wrap around my mind how someone could come to the place of being a hater of God. But the only thing I can understand or comprehend from that is that that the nature of God is opposed to their nature. And what He is what they are not. And so there is a division and there is a confliction there. Amen. That goes along with that. And so in our pursuit of heaven this morning, we've got to know God and not just know about God. We need to know God. And we need to strive to be like God. Amen. Because what He is what we will be spending eternity with. Amen. And not only will We love it there when we get to heaven, but we're going to feel the same way about it down here. Amen. And what God is, we will love, and we will try to emanate in our personal lives. And I believe this morning that's what it means to live for God and to walk with the Lord. And so as we look a little bit further into this, we can see that there are some things that God wants us to be. And it is not a big dictator up in the sky or some boss behind a big desk that says you're going to do this and you're going to do that and you're going to do the other. Some have that concept of God because of control issues. Amen. And that God, it's just commandments, and there are commandments, but it is also revelation. The commandments give us revelation, and the revelation that we receive from the commandments is a revelation about Him. Amen. It's a revelation about His nature. For example, the Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen. It's not so much a situation where God is telling us to be something that He is not, or that God has achieved to this level, and so therefore we must achieve to the same level in order to be accepted by Him. Amen. It is really a revelation of His character. Amen. God is holy, and because God is holy, He desires to be around those that are striving for holiness as well. Well, praise the Lord. And so that kind of an understanding this morning will give us a guidepost to follow and to direct our paths. Amen. It gives us a mark to shoot at. Gives us a target to reach, or goal to reach, and a plan to follow. Amen. And the Bible tells us here about the nature of God. The Bible says He is kind. Amen. And not only is He kind to those that are kind back to Him, the Bible says that He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Amen. And the kindness that God emanates is really an unconditional kindness. It is not based necessarily upon what we do or what we don't do. Amen. But God is kind because that's who He is. Amen. There's no motives. There's no reasons behind it. It's just what He is. As the Scripture says, God is love. It also says here, He is kind. Amen. And when we live in a world here this morning that is not kind, then we can look around us and see that there's a lot of hurts in our world. A point in fact here, the world will deceive you. We can deceive ourselves. The heart is deceitful. And I'm reminded of the two Australian girls that wrote letters to their parents and said, "We're leaving and we're joining ISIS and we're going to die for Allah." And it wasn't just a few months later, they were writing letters home and said, "We've made a horrible mistake. We want to come home." That's how the world will treat you. Amen. That's how the world will treat you. And sometimes we get a concept of our own lives based upon the prism of this world, and based upon what we see that goes on in this world, or what has happened to us in this world. But as the children of the Most High, if we're striving to be His children this morning, amen, then what we need to do is look at God's way of looking at the world. Amen. God's way of looking at the world. And Psalms chapter 103, verse 1, David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Everybody said, all thine iniquities. There's forgiveness, and there it is again, right beside forgiveness and salvation, who healeth all thy diseases. I'm hanging on to that here this morning. Amen. There's a number of us here this morning that need healing in our bodies. Amen. And if he can save me from my iniquities, he can heal me from my diseases. My God is a healing God this morning. I'm leaning on him. I'm trusting in him. Amen. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed as the eagles, or like the eagles. And so this morning when we talk about God's kindness, amen, when we talk about this aspect of God, then we can look here and see who crowneth thee with loving kindness. Loving kindness. And that word loving kindness there means merciful kindness. And it is the word loving, of course, is merciful. The word kind here is the definition means proceeding from tenderness or goodness of heart. Amen. Proceeding from tenderness or goodness of heart. The Bible says, Jesus said, that we should watch our heart. He said, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. And that's humankind. That's you and I. That's people in our world today. We have that capacity. But God does not have that capacity this morning. Amen. Unless we cross over the line. And I don't even want to go there. And I don't want to get close to that line where the judgment of God comes down. Amen. But most of the gods of this world are angry gods. Most of the gods of this world are gods of pleasure and entertainment. Amen. Most of the gods of this world are revengeful, destructive. Amen. And I guess I could just say this morning, and generally got an attitude. Amen. That's the gods of our world today. But God, our God, amen, our one God this morning, his name is Jesus, praise God, came and robed himself in humanity to come to this world to show us the perfect way, praise God, came to show us the good way, the perfect way, the way that is the best way. And we know that in this world everything is not going to be perfect. Amen. We know that in this world everything is not going to be right. Amen. So we have to look to God for our example. And the Bible says that he covers us. Amen. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Aren't you glad this morning that that's the way God's been to you? Has God been that way to you? Praise the Lord. God's been that way to me. And I'm very thankful, but you know what? I'm not worthy of that this morning. And I don't want to be offensive this morning, but you're not worthy of that as well. And so we're in a dilemma, but we're really not in a dilemma because we have a God that we can go to, that when we say, I'm sorry, he will be there to quickly forgive us. His mercy endures forever. Praise God. And so the scripture that we read this morning in the book of Luke has a sister scripture with it, and that is found in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43. And if you'll turn there, I just want to give you a little bit extra from this. Matthew writes a little bit more than Luke writes on the subject, and he says that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, somewhere around verse 45 or so. And then he adds something here that's not in Luke's account. And it says, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Amen. So Matthew's writing here of the same text scripture gives us more on the subject. And so we've got to look at this extra part here. He sends rain on the unjust and the just. And so we've got to ask the question, why? Amen. Sometimes we want judgment to come down on those that have done wrong in this world. We get angry when we see politicians in Washington, amen, that abuse us, amen, and that take from us. And we see the inequities there, and we see the hypocrisies there. But we've got to realize the nature of God through this. Amen. We see others that have done wrong to others. It is so... I catch the news, and I really don't like to spend a lot of time on it through the day because it's the same old thing hashed out over and over. This one killed that person. This person did that to another person. And it's all about offenses. It's all about troubles. It's all about problems. Hey, listen, I'm not going to see God in any of that. God is not that way. I want to think about good things. Amen. I want to think about God's nature. I want to think about God's will for my life. Amen. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust. Why? I believe because he is love. God loves people. And because of his nature of kindness. Amen. God is kind. The Bible says he is kind. Amen. Scripture tells us that he created us in his own image. Amen. And it's his innermost desire to love us. Amen. And so it should be within our desire and in our heart to love him back. Amen. But the truth of the matter is that God loves us even when we are evil. Amen. He is kind. And maybe somewhere down the road, God thinks that we're going to wake up and be impressed with his goodness. I believe it's in the book of Romans that says, "Know ye not that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." It's easy to think that if we're good to people that are not good to us, that they will take advantage of that. And they might. And it's happened many times in my life. I've been told before, my pastor told me one time, he said, "You're too kind." Amen. And I've thought about that over the years, and I thought, you know what? God is kind. And I'm not disputing with my pastor. I took that very seriously. And yet God is kind. There have been times that I needed the judgment of God, but I got kindness instead. I know none of you have ever been there, but I've been there. Amen. And God was kind to me. God led me in the right way, hoping that the goodness of God would lead me to repentance. Praise God. You never thought about it that way, have you? Amen. That when the goodness of God comes... it makes us feel like Isaiah felt when he saw the Lord. Here's the prophet of God, a man of God, and when he got in the presence of God, he said, "Woe is me, amen, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips, for I have seen the Lord, amen." God help us that we would never get to the place of coming into the presence of God with pride in our hearts. And saying, "God, I've done this and I've done that, and I'm here and I'm all of this," but God talked to that guy back in the very back, back in the very corner back there, who's got his head down, and he said, "I'm not worthy to even lift up my head." Amen. I'm telling you what, God wants us to see the nature of kindness in him so that it will develop a nature of kindness in us. Well, praise the Lord. Not to those that are just kind back, but to those that are not kind back. Amen. And not only is he kind, he shows it in the way he treats others. And the writing here in Matthew says that he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. And so it kind of blurs the line just a little bit, and it makes us wonder, God, why don't you bring judgment upon the wicked? Why is there no judgment for the wicked? Why do the wicked prosper, as David said in one place? The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. And so there are those that look at the gain of this world, and in reality, many of the wicked of our world are the richest of our world and seem to have the most influence in our world. And God just keeps sending rain upon them. Their crops are blessed. When God could bring a drought, he brings a bumper crop that year. Amen. Lets it go all the way till some that say, oh, I've laid up much goods for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry. Amen. I'm going to say to my soul, you got it made. Everything's going great. But then the Lord said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. There is a judgment day that is coming. I said there is a judgment day that is coming, and it's coming upon the evil of this world. I've lived long enough in this life to see the evil in their youth and to see them grow and to see them get to their old age and come down with a disease and die and go off into eternity. And I thought, what about all the things that you did in your life to promote your agenda and all of that? It's gone, it's done with, and now you've got to answer to God. Folks, we're all going to answer to God. God is righteous, and nobody's going to go to heaven that's not supposed to be there. And nobody's going to hell that's not supposed to be there. Amen. Because God is a righteous God. He is a just God. Amen. But in the meantime, in this world, amen, God knows that all of us need salvation. Praise God. All of us need mercy. All of us need the blood of Jesus Christ, from the good to the bad. And so in this arena, in this circumstance, in this environment that we're living in, praise God, God has allowed it to be that he will just continue to be kind. He will continue to be kind. Amen. And he wants us to develop the same nature within us. Amen. And God just keeps on blessing. God's kindness is not conditional. Amen. God's kindness is not conditional. But he is kind even to those that are unthankful. Amen. He is kind to those that are evil. Amen. He is kind to those. That does not mean that he accepts their lifestyle. It does not mean that he agrees with them. It does not mean that they are in a close relationship with him. Praise God. Does not mean that he will even necessarily, go out of his way to do even more. But he is kind. Amen. He is kind. As it was said of Jesus, they were amazed at the gracious words that came out of his mouth. Praise God. And who was he talking to? He was talking to those that hated him. He was talking to those that were conspiring to crucify him. He was talking about those that were far, far away from him. Amen. But he had to be kind and gracious because that was his nature. Praise the Lord. That was his nature. I want that nature in me. Praise God. Because you know what? When I'm not kind to others, I don't feel good about myself. Something inside of me stirs up and I just don't feel good. Amen. But I feel a whole lot better when I've been kind to somebody and I can go my way and feel good about how I handled the situation. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My God's not an angry God. Come on, somebody. My God's not an angry God. And if he does get angry, oh God, help us. We don't want to be on the side of his anger. Amen. His mercy endures forever. You can read it over and over in the scriptures. But the Bible says his anger endureth for but a moment. Amen. Yes, we can be angry. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Amen. Be angry and sin not. We can be angry, but it doesn't mean we get revenge. We can be angry, but it doesn't mean that we bring the judgment. Amen. We can be angry, and it doesn't necessarily even mean that we have to be quiet about it, because Jesus called his own children vipers and snakes. Amen. He said, you're going to go to a godless eternity if you don't repent. Amen. But he said it with love in his heart and not out of a heart of revenge. There's a difference. Amen. You can say no with a smile on your face. Try it sometime. Amen. And so, why does God do this? Well, the only thing that we can conclude this morning is because it's the right thing to do. Because God always does the right thing. Amen. Being something other than kind isn't going to produce a good result. Amen. Look at the God of the Muslims this morning. Amen. Look at their God and look at their nations and look at the revenge and the killing and the death and the destruction and all of those things. That's the God that they serve this morning. That's how he instructs them to live and to go. Kindness is not a part of their thinking, but revenge is a part of their thinking. We're going to get even. Amen. We're going to get back at. And we have to be the ones that are in control. Amen. And so it leads to all of that mayhem and all of that destruction. Amen. Look at countries that are based upon entertainment and all of those kinds of things that goes in all those different directions. Entertainment, sports, the Greek Empire and the Roman Empire fell because they became so obsessed with entertainment and sports. They did. And I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll lead you to some strange places. It'll take you, when you're living in a free country, to where you're making millions of dollars a year, but you won't stand up and say, I love my country, I love the flag. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't give them a dime of my money. They can go get a job at McDonald's if they want to. Praise God, but they're not worth that amount. There's my rant for the day. Praise God. But I'm telling you this morning, friend, we've got to be kind. I got off on a rabbit trail there. Let's get back to the word here this morning. Amen. Kindness is an attribute of godliness. Kindness is an attribute. Listen to this. It is an attribute, not a result. It is what we need to be, not what we do because of. Praise the Lord. Somebody does me good, so I'm going to be good back to them. That's not kindness. That's retribution, or that is reciprocation. That's doing it because. Amen. Because somebody was kind to me, I'm going to be kind back to them. That's not kindness. That's retribution. Amen. That's going back and giving them back something that they gave to you. Praise God. We had our special service, and thank God for all the folks that was involved on Friday night. Didn't we have a good time? we had the rally service, and after the service, Brother Rowley from Hayesville came up and stuck something in my pocket. It was a check from their church to help out with the expenses of our meeting. I said, "Brother, no, we don't want you all to, we just want you to come and have a good time." I tried to give it back. He wouldn't give it back to me. And so we went to the Carrickers meeting, and I wrote a check from our church for the same amount that Brother Rowley gave to me. And after the service, I went up to Brother Carrick and said, "I want to give you this to help you out with your service." And, "Oh, no, brother, we don't want that. We just want to be a blessing. We want you all to come and have a good time," so on and so forth. I said, "Well, Brother Rowley gave me this much for our service, and I tried to give it back to him, and he wouldn't take it, so I want to give it to you." He said, "Well, maybe we'll just float this thing around for a while." You know, kind of like the... what do they call those cakes at Christmas time? A fruit cake. The fruit cake that's been around for 100 years. And everybody gives it to everybody else, and we're all like, "Oh, man, he really likes me. He gives me that cake. And I got it 3 years ago, and it's been in the closet. I just need to get rid of it and give it to somebody else and make them feel good for 2 or 3 seconds at least." Amen. And so we just kind of pass that around. You know what? Jesus said, don't do it that way. Praise God. Don't do it that way. Amen. Get it out and, well, no, don't give it to your enemy. That wouldn't be kindness. Amen. I need to switch here a little bit. Praise God. Don't give it to your enemy. Get something that tastes really good and give it to somebody that you don't like. Not so you can pat yourself on the back and say, "I did a good deed today. I gave something to somebody that doesn't like me or hasn't been kind to me." Amen. But just because in your heart of hearts, you'd really love to see that relationship fixed. Well, praise the Lord. Psalm 89, verse 36, "His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven." Amen. A faithful witness in heaven. Praise God. And if I could say it this way, the coming up of the moon and the coming up of the sun, clockwork, like clockwork, amen, is like the clockwork of the faithfulness of God. It is like the clockwork of the kindness of God. You can set your clock to it. Praise God. It's a regular part of the world that is around us, of the physical world that is around us. Amen. God could have created it a totally, completely different way, but he made it in such a way that he could put paradise down here on this earth, that he could put a garden down here that was beautiful, and he could have a sweet relationship with his creation. He could have made it so it would be like Mars. You know, they're talking about going to Mars and colonizing Mars. You know how cold it is up there? It's crazy. It'd be warmer if they went to the South Pole and set up and sold property and built houses. It would be a easier environment to live in. Amen. It really would be. You know, God could have made it that way, but he didn't make it that way. He could have made it so that we would be, I think it's on Venus. Is Venus closer to the sun than us? And it's a very hot place. He could have made it so all we do is sweat all the time and we're searching for water. And I'm so thirsty, my lips are chapped and dried and cracked and all of that. He could have made it so that would be our environment. But you know what? God put gold in the ground. He put steel in the ground. He put aluminum in the ground. He put gypsum in the ground so we could have sheetrock. He got the trees growing, amen, so we could build houses to live in, and gave us a mind to think so that we can leave the church this morning, pull out our key, just push a button, and the car will start before you even get there. And when you open the door, oh, it's so nice in here. You know, on a hot summer day, it's nice and cool already in the car, and go to our nice homes and push a button on the wall, and the heater comes on or the air conditioning comes on. Amen. We can be so blessed that after a while we say, if it's 1 degree off, we can say, it's hot in here. I see folks in church like that. I know it's more than just the temperature. I'm not going to get off onto that. And then there's others, they bring blankets to church. And they're all wrapped up, you know, like somebody in a buffalo robe or something, you know. Oh, it's cold in here. It's 72 degrees. You know, oh, pastor, turn it up. Oh, you know what? That's where we're at. You know why? It's a direct result of the kindness of God. God is kind. Amen. He's got tender mercy in his heart of hearts. He loves people. Praise God. It says in Psalm 117 and verse 2, I've got to hurry, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. It's not just a little bit, it's great. His kindness is great to us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Isaiah 54 and 8. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Yeah, he'll hide his face, but it'll only be for a moment, because there's a nature in God of kindness. Amen. He can't stay angry very long. He just can't. Amen. And if you get angry, just don't stay angry very long. Some of us have a hard time with that. Praise God. Myself included. Amen. Well, you didn't know that, did you? Just don't get on my bad side. Praise God. Somebody smile just a little bit. Amen. I'm just talking about me. Praise God. But God can't stay mad very long. You know why? Because he has kindness. God is kind. Joel chapter 2 and verse 13. And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. Slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Amen. He just can't stay mad very long. Amen. He's got to get it resolved and go back and rebuild this relationship, even if the other one is not interested in that. And, of course, he's talking about his own people, his own children. Amen. And we can see the need here this morning from God's nature, our need to be kind. Amen. And if we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 3, and actually Paul is talking about all the suffering of the ministry. I just want to look at it here for just a moment. And it says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God. He's speaking of himself and his ministry and those that were in the same place as he was, in much patience. If you're going to be involved in ministry, you got to have patience, and you got to realize there's going to be afflictions and necessities and distresses. You're going to get stressed out about things, in stripes, amen, in imprisonments. Haven't gone that far yet, thank the Lord, hallelujah. In turmoil, in labors, in watching, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true. Amen. What that means is some will call you a deceiver, but yet you're true and honest in your heart. As unknown, yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful and yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. Amen. Paul's talking about the ministry here. Amen. And you're never going to reach anybody unless you have the nature and the character of kindness. Praise God. Praise God. I've gone to places, and I was somewhere here a while back, and I went in there, and it was a bunch of adults, and they were getting things set up for the big game and all this, and they're drinking beer and all that. And one of them was a big old tall guy, taller than me. And I said, "How tall are you?" He's 6'8". And he looked like a younger version of Brother Blue. If any of you know Brother Blue, he looked like a younger version of Brother Blue. Amen. And we need to pray for Brother Blue. He's having a hard time with his heart, and it doesn't look very good for him. Brother Scott told me the other day that he was going to go to church, and he had forgotten how to tie his tie. And he's having a difficult time right now. So we need to pray for him. You know, I could have walked in there with my Bible under my hand. Amen. Hello, I'm a minister. You know what? You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be talking like that. You shouldn't be. You know what? I didn't. I left my Bible here at the church. And I just went over there and I was kind to him. Amen. Because, friend, if you don't start with that, you're never going to finish with it. Amen. And we need to be reaching people. And I'm thankful that God feels that way, that he felt to reach after me. Amen. And some think that the ministry at times overlooks things because of kindness to rebellious people, or because of kindness to those that are out of the way or are opposing themselves. Amen. But it is many, many times a measure of kindness. Not always. I've seen it the other way, where it is actually allowing things to go on in the church that should not go on in the church. And that is a part of the ministry, and you can say amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. It is the job of the ministry, amen, to preach the Word of God and to do our best to preach righteousness and holiness, amen, that unity among the church. Praise God. Somebody said praise the Lord. Maybe I ought to get off. No, I'm not going to this morning, because I'm talking about kindness. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. But now ye also put off all these things. Everybody said put off. Put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man. Amen. So we've got to put off. Everybody said we've got to put off. Put off the old man. And then we put on the new man. Praise God. Well, I was just born that way. Well, we agree. You were born that way, but that doesn't mean that's how you have to live. Praise God. Oh, well, that's just the way I am. Well, that's probably true. Amen. Well, I've got a weakness in that area. Well, you're probably right. That doesn't mean that that's the way you are to live. Praise God. That means that we've got to put that off, and that we have to replace it with something else. That's where the grace of God is revealed in our lives. It's not coming into the church and being born again and going ahead and living your life the way you've always lived your life. Come on, somebody. Amen. There has to be a change, and the change comes from the grace of God. The change comes from the power of the Holy Ghost that's in us. Amen. We used to be this way, but now I'm not that way anymore. Used to treat people this way, but I don't treat them that way anymore. Amen. I used to do this, but I don't do that anymore. Amen. My pastor told me about a man that he won to God from the aircraft factory, and I forget the brother's name. He was dead set against preachers, and he was dead set against folks of color. He was racial in his heart, and he would say all sorts of despicable things about people because of their color. Long story short, God saved him, filled him with the Holy Ghost, and he started a ministry to folks of color. Praise God. He changed from a heart of anger to a heart of love. And he said he felt a call to the ministry. And one Sunday, I guess it was, the choir was practicing, and he dropped dead on the platform and went out into eternity with God. You know what, friend? We can't continue living the way we used to live. Praise God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things. Everybody said old things. Old thoughts, old ways, old attitudes. Amen. Old things are passed away. That's the death. Amen. We die with him. We are buried with him. When someone passes away, we bury them. Amen. They are no longer with us anymore. They cannot come back anymore because they have passed away and now they are buried. Amen. In a spiritual sense, the old man dies in repentance. Praise God. That old nature of it's all for me and none for anybody else. It has to die and be buried. Amen. So that the new man, praise God, who can get a hold of a heartbeat of God. God so loved the world, he robed himself in humanity and came and went to the cross and shed his blood and felt the pain and the suffering and felt the rejection. Amen. Felt all of those things so that you and I could be here this morning and to love God and have a hope beyond this life. Praise God. He didn't bless me with the Holy Ghost and bless me with a good job and bless me with a home and bless me with all the things that he's blessed me with. Amen. So that I could be someone with an attitude. Amen. But I need to say thank you, God, for being so kind to me. And I want to be that way to others as well. Well, praise the Lord. It's Sunday morning. Y'all getting this here on the front row? All right. Put off these things. Put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Well, praise God. I want to be like him. I want to be like him. Amen. Because when I get to heaven, he's going to be kind to me. And while I'm here on this world, he's going to be kind to me. And so when I get to heaven, if I've got a neighbor and they're playing their music too loud, I'm not going to get a gun and go shoot them. Because that wouldn't be heaven. That'd be this earth down here. That's the way things are down here in this world. Amen. When I get to heaven, I'm not going to have any problems with anybody. God's going to be kind to me when I get to heaven. And when we get to heaven, we're going to be kind to one another. Praise God. Because we have been kind to one another down here. Well, praise the Lord. And you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Amen. Created after him. Amen. And the last scripture there, let's see, verse 5. Hold on just a second. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness. Everybody said kindness. All right, so we put off some things. We put off anger. We put off wrath. We put off malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, lies. We put off all those things. Then he says, put on these things, bowels of mercy. That means that down in your gut, amen, you're having mercy on someone. down inside of you. You just don't feel good until you've just got this resolved in your heart. Doesn't matter what they do, because he lets it rain on the just and the unjust. He gives good things to both sides. And to put on kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another. That means putting up with one another, forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Wow. Boy, that's a big order here this morning. Maybe we ought to just have one service today so we can digest all of this. No, we're not going to do that. Titus 3:3. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish. Anybody ever here been foolish? Two or three of us. Well, disobedient. Anybody here been disobedient? Four or five. Deceived. Anybody here been deceived? No, no, not me, Pastor. I got my life in control. Serving different lusts. No, not me, no. Pleasures. No, I'm very disciplined. Living in malice and envy. Hateful and hating one another. Dear Lord, I don't like to be around people that are like that. Because you never know when they're going to turn on you. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Amen. After that, praise God, the kindness of God. You know what? I think some folks just are that way because they don't know that there's a better way. And how are they ever going to know a better way unless somebody lives it out in front of them? God's kind, yeah, but God's invisible. Amen. And we can read the stories about his kindness, but this man that my pastor won to God, he would come to work, and all the guys would be standing there. My pastor would walk up, and he'd say, "Hey, see that guy right there?" Every head would come up. He'd say, "That's a preacher." He's not just a preacher. He's a Pentecostal preacher. You know what that means? That means he steals money from widows. And he would go on and on and on and on, putting him down, and he would just go do his, he was just kind, went about his business. And you just don't know my pastor. He could get, you could get a rise out of him, and he could be pretty tough at times. But he was kind. And then one day, there was some cleaning vat, and he said the cleaning vat would get so full of junk and dirt and muck. He said it stunk. And he said that man took one of those sponges and threw it. He threw it at another worker. And just as he threw it, my pastor stood up from what he was doing and it hit him right in the side of the face. All that ucky, yucky, gooey stuff. And he said he just stopped, went to the bathroom, washed himself off, came back and started working again. Never said a word, never did anything. And later on, that man came to him and said, "What time are your services?" And he thought, "Oh, no, he's not coming to our church. He's going to tear the place up." He said, "Why?" He said, "I want what you've got. I want what you've got." And he came and he received the Holy Ghost. And he told his wife, he said, "I'm going to church." And his wife said, "I'm going with you," because she didn't believe he was going to church. And she got the Holy Ghost. Well, praise God. You know what? Some people just need to see it fleshed out. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Amen. I'm not preaching to you as somebody that's got this all down. Amen. But I'm preaching from the Word of God this morning that it's the right thing to do because God feels like it's the right thing to do. Amen. And here's how we can stay saved. 2 Peter chapter 1. Musicians, come and help me finish here this morning. 2 Peter chapter 1 And verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Everybody said faith. Start off with faith. We got to believe in God. Believe God. Turn to God. Virtue. Add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue knowledge. Amen. And so virtue is moral excellence. We add that. Then we add knowledge on top of that. Why we're living the way we live. Add to knowledge temperance, which is self-control. And to temperance, patience, which is long-suffering and putting up with and just waiting. To patience, godliness. Amen. I want to be like him. That's what Paul said, that I may know him. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Now remember, there's another scripture that says there are three things that abide: faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these three is charity. And so right beside charity, the greatest attribute that we strive for is brotherly kindness. I think it's got something to do with love. Does it have something to do with love or hate? I think it does. It's either a result of love or it's a result of hate. And God help me this morning. God help all of us here this morning. Because when we love, it's because it's the way He is. And we want to be like Him. But if we don't love, are we then saying we don't want to be like Him? Because if somebody says that about you or I, we'll say, okay, you don't have to be around me. That's fine. If that's the way you feel, that's fine. I don't ever want to get to that place. Beside charity, brotherly kindness. For if these things be in you, read it this morning, and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling election sure. Notice, for if you do these things, if you do these things, if you work out brotherly kindness, if you work out this thing that we're talking about here this morning, you shall never fall. I don't want to fall. I don't want to fall away from God. I want to be close to God. I want to make it all the way. I know you feel the same way this morning. We've got to learn to develop the attitudes and the nature of God in our lives. We'll never be God. We'll never measure up to God. But, brother, we're going to give it a good try. Let's stand together this morning.